from Storyflow listener sends. This month in staking signals from global markets. Newsletter May 5, 2026. Hello, Ali. TLDR news for April on the regulatory front. US Senators Tillis and also Brooks dropped draft compromise language on stablecoin yield in the Clarity Act, which is a positive sign that the Senate Banking Committee markup may be scheduled imminently. The UK's FCA announced a broader than expected stance. Japan is close to formally reclassifying crypto as financial instruments. Brazil's mandatory digital asset transaction reporting goes live May 4, and Argentina broadens access to crypto investment products. Protocol upgrades ahead. Solana's Alpine Glow consensus upgrade expected Q3 should cut block finality to -150 ms, a material improvement for settlement layer applications. On Ethereum, the Glamsterdam upgrade would accelerate validator exits and consolidations. Figment clients won't see disruption from either. Q1 staking performance. Figment ranked #1 among institutional Solana validators and posted 0 slashing penalties on Ethereum. New Figment products. Pre-finalization Solana data is now available via Blow Xroot, and Figment now offers managed validator services on Tempo's stablecoin network. Global regulatory pulse. US. On May 1, Senators Tillis and also Brooks released draft stablecoin yield language for the Clarity Act that generally would ban any market participant from paying interest or yield in connection with holding stablecoins or in a manner otherwise equivalent to a bank deposit, but would carve out rewards related to bona fide activities. Figment joined the Crypto Council for Innovation, the Blockchain Association, and +120 additional industry members in a letter urging the committee to move forward, and calls for markup are intensifying after Friday's language release. On April 13, the SEC confirmed that non-custodial user interface providers, including DeFi frontends and self-custodial wallet apps, don't need to register as broker-dealers when facilitating user-directed crypto transactions. The SEC's relevant staking ruling came earlier this year, with March 2026 interpretive guidance confirming that protocol staking activities don't constitute securities offerings. UK, the FCA published a new consultation paper CP26-13 on April 15 that could bring certain crypto-related activities, including interfaces or reporting, within the UK regulatory perimeter. It's a surprisingly broader stance that runs counter to both the US and EU approach. Industry response has been swift, with coordinated pushback arguing the guidance contradicts the UK government's own policy goals and risks pushing innovation offshore. Consultation closes June 3. Figment is collaborating in a response to this consultation with the Crypto Council for Innovation and other industry members. Japan. Japan's cabinet approved a bill formally classifying crypto assets as financial instruments on April 10. The law is expected to pass this summer with enactment from mid-2027. Brazil. The mandatory virtual asset service provider VASP transaction reporting goes live on May 4. Digital asset transactions must now be reported to the central bank on a monthly basis. Separately, firms are now midway through the 270-day VASP compliance window. Argentina. In April, the Argentine Securities and Exchange Commission CNV issued General Resolution 1125/2026, which allows virtual assets, including cryptocurrencies, tokenized assets, and stablecoins, to count toward the $479,000 net worth threshold required for qualified investor status. This broadens access to sophisticated investment products for crypto-native holders. Separately, Argentina's central bank is preparing to allow commercial banks to offer crypto custody services, reversing its 2022 ban. Protocol news from the Foundation Solana Roadmap. Alpine Glow is a major consensus upgrade coming to Solana, expected to go live in early Q3 after community testing and audits. The two most relevant changes: block finality should drop to -150 ms, and validator voting moves off-chain, lowering operating costs -20%. Subsecond finality for Solana is a material improvement for settlement layer applications. The new reward structure also eliminates the advantage some operators gain through timing game strategies. Figment has never run those strategies, and clients won't see any disruption on our side. We'll begin testing configurations as access opens up, and we'll keep you updated as we approach Q3. Ethereum Roadmap. Glamsterdam Ethereum continues to see robust demand for staking, with nearly 3 ETH waiting in the activation queue. The next upgrade, Glamsterdam, possibly happening in the third quarter Water will see faster liquidity for exits and consolidations through EIP 8080 and EIP 8061 between 1.7 to 8 times more churn limit and make decentralization progress through Enshrined Proposer Builder Separation EPBS. More on the Glamsterdam upgrade coming soon. Hegetat, the following upgrade, likely in early 2027, will focus on censorship through Fossil on the consensus layer and account abstraction on the execution layer, paving the way for roadmap items like quantum resistance and greater user experience. News from Figment. Figment Q1 2026 validator reports. F and so on. Solana. Figment delivered a 6.93% gross SRR, 36% above the 5.09% network average. Read the full Q1 2026 Solana report here. On Ethereum, Figment delivered a 2.92% SRR against a 2.91% network average, with 99.9% participation and zero double sign slashing penalties. Read the full Q1 2026 Ethereum report here. New products. Solana Shreds data now available via BlowX root. Solana Shred data from Figment's primary validator is now accessible through BlowX root's blockchain distribution network. Shreds are raw pre-finalization block signals that arrive ahead of standard RPC or WebSocket feeds, giving trading firms, researchers, and market makers an earlier read on block activity before finalization. With validators running across Fidenza, GTAGAV, and RackUI clients, the feed includes data from multiple client perspectives. Tempo Managed Validator Services. For partners permissioned by Tempo, Figment now offers managed validator services, enabling enterprises to participate in the larger stablecoin ecosystem and start earning transaction fees without any development work. Figment in Europe. The signal from SCC, the Agora Conference, and Paris Blockchain Week. The theme from these recent events was consistent. Institutions are building, not waiting. Corporate chains and stablecoins are generating real interest, and despite the market, more firms than ever are putting together a formal digital assets strategy or mandate. Instead of seeing less institutions in attendance, we saw more. Eva Lawrence, Figment's head of revenue, joined two panels, Institutional Staking and Leached, What Comes Next, at the Agora during SCC alongside Lido, Bitwise, and Ledger, and Institutional Crypto Stack, Custody, Clearing and Execution at Scale at Paris Blockchain Week alongside Paxos, Euroclear, R, and Consensys. The information herein is being provided to you for general informational purposes only. It is not intended to be, nor should it be relied upon as, legal, business, tax or investment advice. Figment undertakes no obligation to update the information herein. Was this email forwarded to you? Subscribe here. If you received this email, you have, at one point, signed up to receive updates. If you wish to stop receiving these updates, then please click the unsubscribe button. Figment respects your privacy. Our privacy policy details how we collect and use your information. Unsubscribe.